Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
Well, today is a bittersweet day here at Star 102.5. And it's sweet because he's our friend and we're happy for him. But it's bitter because he's our boss and he's our friend and we're going to miss him. Mm-hmm. But we're bringing... you still want me to use the fake name?
What? There are fake names in radio?
Well, none of us do.
No, we're too.
But Scott, we'll go with Scott Allen, the fake name.
I'm sorry,
Scott.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Okay.
Not even Scooty?
Yeah. Scott Allen.
You don't hear people
Scooty.
Call you that as much anymore.
I twitch a little bit when it happens.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's actually Scooty. A funny story because when I first started here, Scott wasn't our boss yet, but he was working here and it was in the different department. And I always thought, when I first heard your nickname, I thought it was Scotty. So I called you that in the beginning and you about fell over laughing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, Scooty was the nickname.
Right.
So anyway, Scott. As I said, you've been here longer than any of us. 25 years, right?
Yeah, just about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But about what, 10, 11 years ago, you got the position?
11, yeah.
11 years ago,
yeah.
He became our boss.
Yeah,
so
went from friend to boss.
He was our friend first, and then became our boss, and today is his last day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about you like you're not here, but
right.
Scott's last day is today. And we just wanted to have you on for just a minute and tell you how much you've meant to us and how much we're going to miss you.
Colleen first.
Well, I better go because I might cry and I don't want to cry.
I know.
But, you know, you've been a mentor and you've been behind the show the whole time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate it. And you are going to be missed very much. And... you know, it's been kind of the four of us for a long time, it feels like. And, all right, call.
Here comes the woman with the heart of ice, ladies and gentlemen. Not one tear.
Well, Scott, I get a tear things. On my last day?
Scott,
there's a couple things. I already wrote you a card, so I don't want to say too much because it's in the card and then that's redundant.
Thanks for including Ken and I in a card.
Well, first of all, Scott knows I'm not a big card person. This is your card.
But, you know, what I do just have to say, there was just one funny, you know, Scott hired me. Which was funny because you weren't my boss at the time.
No, I don't know how I got invited to that meeting.
I know, but the boss at the time was there, and we sat around, and we told some story. Was my story about plugging toilets? Plugging toilets or about like feminine products? I can't even.
I remember feminine products.
Was it feminine products?
Yeah.
And then kids, that's how you get hired in radio.
Jeez.
And that's what I remember. Like, and we negotiated my salary.
Yeah, I mean, we probably violated lots of rules that day. I don't know.
We openly, like, Scott, wives were there. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, or no, the wives did leave the room.
They went to go have wine in a different room, if I remember right, where you and me and the other guy sat around.
Me and the other guy and sat around. And we're just like, all right, what are you going to do this for?
Mm-hmm. It's real official.
And I, you know, I'm glad that, you know, you were at least supportive of taking a chance on me at the time. I was young. I didn't have a ton of experience. And this has been quite a ride and an amazing job. And you have been great to work with. And like Ken said, quite a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't want to say too much else because I already put it in the card.
Put it in the card.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
Cole.
And you will, you know, your new place is lucky to have you.
Boy,
you're going to bring a ton of expertise and great ideas, and they are very lucky to have you.
Unless we can coax you to stay.
Right.
Just a little longer.
Would you like to go back to doing Saturday nights?
No, I'm good. Uh-huh. We've retired the 70s show.
Yeah. Scott, I'm going to miss you a lot. And it's kind of going off what Ken said. When I first started as just an intern, I thought Scott Allen and Scooty were two different people. So when they told me to go find Scooty, I would keep finding you and go, yeah, Scooty's around here somewhere. And you'd stare at me. And then I saw your Drake diploma and I realized I knew you from Drake. I knew the name from Drake. And I thought you were a different person. I thought you were triplets. I thought there were three of you. But you work as hard as three people. I mean, you've done. You've been my only boss. I mean, from the get-go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
With a hand raise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You took
a
shot on me.
Well, we've been lucky. You know, business has been through a lot of changes, and... It's not, and even before that, you know, I'm old school enough to remember when things were going a lot better in that way. And having someone smart enough to know that they too can learn in the process. We haven't always agreed on everything, but we've always worked it out. And also somebody that cares about you, cares about your family, cares about the people they that work for them. You're a rare find, Mr. Scott Allen, and we wish you all the best, and I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for us. So
thanks, you guys. So. You know, I mean, it's been the ride of my life. You know, it really has. And the three of you are just incredible. I mean, I it's not rare, it's not often that I'm speechless, but if there was going to be anybody that I did this with, I wanted it to be you guys. I loved walking in here every morning and popping in, and the laughter that just oozes from this space is so contagious. Sitting with you guys after the show and dreaming up ideas and creating things and trying to figure out how we can have fun with our listeners and our friends. It's been incredible, and you've taught me a lot, and we've had, you know, birthdays and babies and health scares and deaths of parents, and I couldn't imagine a better group to go through all of that with, so thank you.
As Colleen said, your new place is lucky to have you. We wish you the best, buddy.
Thanks,
guys. Can we cancel today's staff meeting? Well, I mean, on your last day.
I was just wondering, we'll get to some upbeat music here as we go to break. And if you could just approve my vacation before
right,
you're going,
right,
that'd be great.
Who do I go for? Just a couple things.
Who do I go for concert tickets? Like, what's that?
Colleen.
Oh, no.
You don't even know the power that I have been left with now.
That's right. That's right.
We're all doomed.
I love you guys.
We love you too. Scott. Our program director, our operations manager, Scott Allen, on his last day. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.